Director Cupp?
Here.
Director McIntosh?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here. As you may notice, well, I'll get into that later. We'll start with Pledge of Allegiance. Paula?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we get into public comments, I'd like to just make an observation or announcement that we now have a new general manager. Most of you may recognize Rick Thompson. Yay!
Come on, Mike. Come on, Mike. You love me, you know it.
So we later on we'll be talking about what we're going to do to fill his vacancy on the board. But at this time, it is an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on subjects not on the agenda or within our jurisdiction. So if you'd like to speak on this matter, we ask that you fill out a slip so we can put your name on the agenda and state your name and your comments as to what you'd like to discuss. And you're limited, of course, to 3 minutes, but anyway, we keep this time to a total of 30 minutes. Doesn't look like anyone's raring to speak today. Okay. If you do want to speak on an item further in the agenda, you can either fill out the slip or raise your hand. But no person can speak on the item twice. We just ask that you do it once. And that the board may ask questions, but may not act during the public comments portion of the meeting, except to direct staff to prepare a report or place the item on a future agenda. So at this time, I'd like to move to then to our consent items. Any items anyone wishing to pull? Or any questions about any items? We have fire, police, sewer, and water, and then minutes, disbursements, budget, and late report.
I do apologize, just get myself organized here.
Would either of our chiefs like to add anything that's not in your report?
No. Okay, well,
first
budget comparison.
Okay, just questions?
There are, questions. And we've paid out money for strike duty, but we haven't received anything for the state. And I'm wondering, what is the lag time between, we pay our volunteer fire department versus getting reimbursed from the state? What's the lag time that we're seeing?
So our volunteer firefighters, when they go on strike team, they get paid on a biweekly base that they are out on the fires. After that fire is complete, we then get documentation for the fire to submit onto a website. It's a new portal, and they're still working on it. We have not received the funds for the previous two fires that we were on, but I do see that they are processing them. It's just a new process. It's a new portal that they're working in, so it's just a little delayed.
So since it's new, we don't really have an idea of what lag time is going to be using this new portal.
Not yet. I'm hoping it'll be more streamlined in the long run because of how it's processed, but right now we're not sure on the timing of when it's processed to when we receive.
Okay. Then I have a sense that the monies we're collecting at the burn site doesn't cover our labor, and really the way we have it set up, is it true that the fire department takes the whole, they're the ones who have to, it's their budget that takes the hit, is that right?
No, ma'am.
No?
How does that work? The green waste site is underneath the general fund budget.
Okay.
In which, right now, it's barely covering because our chief has been actually the one volunteering. So we have not had to pay anybody for the green waste site. But it hasn't been as busy, and we've had different reasons to shut it down.
Yeah. Okay. And have the the issues that cropped up in the burn site, have those been resolved so that we can see our way to opening it up in the future?
The illegal dumping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The piano?
Yeah. So the Facebook post worked.
Oh.
And he came and got it.
They came and got it?
Good.
Oh, wow. Kudos to someone who, you know, were brave enough to come and say, that's mine, I'll get it.
Yeah.
What about the safe?
The suit.
It was his too.
Wait, this isn't a Q&A, except with the board, right?
Right, right.
So,
yeah. That's really interesting.
Wait a minute, I had another one.
Wow. They just got mistaken that?
No, it was hidden. Oh. There was no mistake. It was hidden under brush.
Oh.
And then dumped as quickly as possible and got out of there.
Well, it wasn't a homeowner, it was a contractor, or it was a homeowner, or we don't really know.
Contractor.
The police would know.
It was a contractor, and the owner of the company saw that his guys had dumped it, and he called and said that it was a mistake, that they didn't know. The employees didn't know they couldn't dump stuff like that.
Well, good for that person for owning up. That's a rarity. And then my last one is, did you read the article in the newspapers about, I'm going to pass it to you, Wairika's overworked volunteer fire department wants relief. I'll just pass it over so you can have a read. And there were two things that struck me about that. One is that the volunteers are being called out frequently, but most, 80% of their call-outs are medical related. And is that what you're seeing as well, is mostly medical?
Last year we had 71%.
71% were medical calls?
Yeah.
And we have plenty of people who are qualified to cover that, at least today.
We do, today, yeah. With volunteers, you never know, but we do our best to keep them in house.
That's it for fire for me.
Yeah, just to that point about Wairika is, there was actually two articles. There was another one put out by Jefferson Public Radio, where Chief Anzo, retired chief, was quoted as saying, part of the problem is that everybody has a cell phone. They can call 911 very easily. And he thinks that's contributing to a lot of the calls. Do you see that as well?
Cell phones have been around a long time. So
sure.
I think it'd be tough to pinpoint it on cell phones. But we definitely have seen an increase. Last year we saw a decrease, but that was countywide. Talked with all the other chiefs, and we're all about the same amount of less calls than we did the previous year. But COVID calmed down, so it probably has to do with that.
Yeah. Okay, well, then you have places like the city of Chester who are trying to go from a paid department to a volunteer,
back to volunteer, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, because it's so expensive to keep a department.
Yeah.
So then you'll need to fill out a slip. Yeah. There we go. And on record. And go ahead. What's your question?
I just wanted to say my granddaughter works at Fairchild. The problem that they're having up there is all the homeless call the ambulance to come pick them up. And the fire department has to go out. Their big problem is the homeless. That's why they're getting so many calls. Same people come in two or three times a day. They actually had to get a restraining order on one woman because she kept coming in and she wanted a sandwich. I mean, I'm sick, I want a sandwich. And they give food out to people,
right.
But they had to get a restraining order. I didn't realize hospitals could get a restraining order against a person, but calling the ambulance with their cell phones is the big thing.
Yeah. That coincides with the conversation I had with Robert at Wairika as well. And, you know, we had to buy a special truck to go up on the hill. And anyway, seems like they're trying to come to some better solutions. Hopefully the shelter and things will get in their place and take less of a burden off the fire department. Okay, any other questions?
Police.
Police, yeah.
That's police, yeah. 142 miscellaneous police calls. Do you have an idea of what those mainly consist of?
They could be anything that's outside of criminal, and that's understandably a huge majority of what we handle. Just even when somebody just calls and says, hey, what's the weather like up on the pass? I got to go to Medford.
Really? That's...
Yeah, just every phone call that we get, we try to document.
Service, huh?
Yeah. Chamber of Commerce sometimes.
And then, do you have a feeling that the number of felony arrests, miscellaneous misdemeanor arrests are staying about the same? Are they going up or going down? Do you have a feel for that? Or is it seasonal, like in the winter there's fewer or summer there's fewer? Do you have a feel for that?
The winter's always slower, but it's gone up because we're fully staffed. And, one particular officer that's a real go-getter, has a nose for it. He's the one that wrote the search warrant on the house that was given the hash oil on St. Andrews. So, yeah, just one person out of four can increase our statistics huge just by a couple of arrests. So, we are going up, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Anyone else? How do you know? Sheriff Carlo?
Because my memory is not good on vehicles. Vehicles are not much for me, and I don't realize too many things about them. Now you have the truck thing. I just remember you were trying to buy trucks for patrol vehicles, and that there weren't trucks. And so then I thought you got sedans, but this is a description of a truck. And so fill me in, because I got lost.
So we couldn't get the police packaged on any manufacturer. They're just still so far behind. We're looking a year and a half on the police packages. So we did some research. Other agencies were going to the civilian models, and we looked at what the differences were, which was nothing as far as safety went. It was mainly the wiring that they were going to. It used to be the alternators were more powerful with the lighting. But, you know, the LED lighting, it's not an issue. So we chose to get the civilian version and got it just like that. And it was about 10,000 below, more than that actually. We budgeted 65 and we got it for 50, and then we put another, we were way under budget on what we put into it. So Sergeant Erickson got together with the company at San Jose, Gilroy area, that did what was much less than Cascade. You guys are Cascade Fire, was starting to do law enforcement vehicles, and their bid was twice as much as this outfit. So.
It's done in here now.
Yeah, it's done in here.
I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
It's parked in the parking lot. Yeah.
No, I've seen it moving on the roads. Yeah. Within Lake Shasta. So.
All right.
Good.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Charlene?
Yes. Where do we find the police department report? Where do we find that on CSD? I couldn't find it.
You can find it in the minutes, because the minutes are all posted on the website. On our website.
After the meeting?
No, it's the report's in the packet.
In the packet?
Yeah, go to the board packet.
Is this the only packet?
No, it's online it's also. On. Yeah. Yeah. It's
in the board packet.
Charlene, if you'd like, I could show you where to find it on the website. It's typically uploaded Thursday afternoons prior to the Wednesday meeting.
Oh.
But I could show you on the website.
That's why I couldn't find it. I was looking before.
We're looking at our website. It's some of the stuff is difficult to find. We're going to make it a little bit easier to navigate. That's one of our chores coming up.
Yeah, they're posted Thursdays.
Okay.
Because they're still being prepared prior.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Any other questions? Otherwise, we'll move for a motion.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Rodney's not here, but what does a 98% water hookup mean? It leaks 2% or what?
For all of the questions you ask.
It's all ready to go for a contractor?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
Yeah, it's 90, it's when the sewer is ready to be, I'm at a loss right now exactly how to describe this to you.
Okay.
But I will get a better answer for you.
Okay.
It's when they're ready for sewer, I think, isn't
they
it?
They both have 98% hookups.
Yeah, they have 98% hookups ready to go, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Sure. I make a motion that we approve the consent items.
I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a motion for a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Nope. Motion carries. Okay. Next, we're going to go to our discussion reports, action items, and our first one is approval and ratification of the General Manager's contract. And we noted a few wording changes from what was in the packet. I'll just go over those briefly. At the very top, we have a change to amended. We want to delete that on page 1 and on page 2.
Well, where on page 1 is that?
At the very top of the amended.
Oh, you mean the headline.
Already amended was our first one.
Appointment. Okay, just scratch that. Okay.
Yep, just scratch that. On page 2, paragraph 5, down about 5 sentences, and the word matter should be manner. Okay, and then going to page 5, and this would be 16B, and the third sentence, instead of county, we are a district. And that would be capitalized, and I believe that is it. So, today we're going to approve and ratify the agreement dated February 21st for a 3-year term with a salary of $90,000 per year. And anyone have any technical questions?
I think this is technical, but I think it's worthwhile to describe the process that was used to get to this point. I mean, how many days you advertised, where you advertised, who did the interviewing process, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Actually, and I was going to shout out to our interview committee team, but just for those of you that don't know, we started this process about September when we knew that we needed to hire a new general manager, and board members were acting as general manager. So we started the process of, first of all, looking at what kind of person we want, what was our ideal candidate, and myself and Carla Chandler, our director Chandler, put together the information that we felt would be the type of candidate that we were looking for, what our minimum qualifications would be, on and on and on. And then we used that to start our advertising, and we started with Indeed, which is online, and that goes out to everyone. We received quite a few responses through that. However, none of them met the minimum qualifications. So we started looking at those qualifications and started making some, you know, adjustments to them. And then we decided to go with CSDA, which is our California Special Districts Association, and advertise in their website as well as, with them, it can go to other places as well, like Indeed. We also chose to go with Personnel Preference, and they also put it out there to all the different online websites. So with that, we received quite a few applications. Off the top of my head, I would guess at about 10 different applications, and we went through them pretty thoroughly. Spent a lot of time looking at each applicant and doing a little research to determine if the applicant, you know, had the necessary qualifications, but also didn't have anything in their background. And strangely enough, quite a few of them did have some negative things in their past that were what we considered then they didn't pass our background check. So when it came time for actually picking interviews, we tried really hard, didn't we?
Yeah.
But you don't want to start interviewing someone that you know you're not going to hire because they've got red flags in their, basically in their background. So it finally came to light that Rick Thompson was our only candidate that met all of our qualifications. And we decided at that point we need an independent group. So we had an independent committee come together of five people, two from Weed, the city manager at Weed, the executive director for Parks and Rec, who was ex-HR person from College of the Siskiyous, and then we had a fair board member, YMCA board member from Big Springs, and then two residents from Lake Chestina, who have been, one was a former board member for CSD, and one was an active school district retiree that I felt would be qualified. So, anyway, they did a long interview with Rick, and all were very, very positive, did not have any negative comments, and they forwarded that information to the board, and then the board made the decision that, yes, we wanted to hire Rick. So, yep.
And Mr. Thompson resigned from the board,
right,
and then applied for the job.
Right.
Make sure the
thank you
people understand the sequence. He had to resign.
He had to resign, yeah, in order to apply. So, we very much appreciate your willingness to do the job. There's a lot of things that need to be taken care of, so we need a full-time person at the helm to deal with a lot of the compliance issues, the budget issues, you know, just managing all the different departments, and so it feels really good to finally have someone in that chair. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's technical.
Technical. Any other technical questions about the contract?
No.
Okay. Well, I think our attorney did the negotiations with Mr. Thompson, and he gave his input, and then she negotiated a few things with him, so I think that's a very fair contract. Any other comments from the public or anything? Now is your time.
How much did you pay them, Rick?
Well, no comment. Yeah, I think it might be the other way around.
Okay. Any other questions
job.
From the board? Then I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion we accept the contract for Rick Thompson as a general manager.
As amended.
I was going to say, there's a recommendation by motion to approve and ratify. You might want to just use that language on the board packet. Okay. So the motion is to approve and ratify Richard Thompson's employment agreement dated February 21st, 2024, with a fixed salary of $90,000 per year, with the amendments. Okay? And we have a second.
Go ahead. You have seniority, you go right ahead.
We'll second the motion.
Okay. So we have a motion to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Yes.
Thank you.
You're in the soup now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Nice. Okay, next we're going to move to the treasurer's appointment. And this is a housekeeping item due to the fact that we had to temporarily appoint a treasurer since we had no general manager. So, pursuant to our resolution 1-21. The general manager usually is authorized to be appointed treasurer of the district. So our board policy section 5010.5 also provides that he be the general manager, the general manager of the as the district secretary. So anything else to add, Rick?
No, that's okay. It.
So, Carly, you'll be relieved of one duty if this passes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, aren't we voting on secretary and treasurer?
That's right.
The board?
Yes.
Right. So we leave the vote due.
Leave the vote due, got it.
That was my technical question.
Any technical, all right. Says right here, appropriate, appoint the new general manager, treasurer, and secretary. Okay, any other comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Did anyone, did you ask?
I did.
Oh, okay. Wake up. I make a motion that we appoint the new general manager as treasurer of the district and as district secretary.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passes, and Rick, you are now the treasurer secretary. You've now accumulated three titles. Okay. Next item we have is board member vacancy. And as mentioned earlier, Director Thompson resigned. Would you like to take this, Rick?
Sure. So basically, there's three options available to us, to you folks. There's a process that we have to go to advertise. There's some time limits. The county, I received a letter from the county that I kind of had an idea, but they sent a letter to us when we told them about the vacancy, and they laid out the how it works and how it goes. So there's three options. We could advertise, and which is part of the process, and make the appointment. We can defer the appointment to the County Board of Supervisors, or we can call for a special election. So special elections are expensive, so my recommendation is that we advertise and appoint. If we let the Board of Supervisors do it, it's a loss of control, and I don't think we want that. That usually happens when you can't. It's happened here before where the board could not come to an agreement about who was going to be appointed. So my recommendation, so the way that it works, if you choose to do that, the appointment has to be made before March 29th, the timing of it. The posting needs to be done at least 15 days prior to the date the appointment is made. So I think that you'll probably want to do it at the next board meeting. It makes sense to me to do it then. So we would have to post it no later than March 5th in order to meet the timing. We have to post it at three different sites around the district. There's some documentation that goes along with it that we have to submit to the county. When we do that, there's an affidavit of posting that we have to. We did this, and then there's when you do it, the notice of appointment. We have to make sure that the person is a registered voter in the district. All those I's and T's need to be done. So my recommendation to you is that you appoint someone, that we start the process.
Okay. Can we, this is my technical question, can we start the process sooner than
yes.
March 5th, though?
There's yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any other technical questions?
So we just have to post it around the community? There's no other?
No, it's so the language is.
Shouldn't we put it on the website?
We can do that. Mm-hmm. These are minimum requirements. So the minimum requirement is, this is the district, this is from the letter from the county, the district is required to post a notice of unscheduled vacancy in three locations within the district. So I would assume that we put it on the website and out here in a couple of the kiosks. We can do more, we can put it in all the kiosks if you want. Yeah. So these are minimum
board packets.
Right, minimum right. requirements.
And then do we have some people that actually get emails? Do we have an email list at all?
The only email packets? List, I believe, no.
No.
I don't believe this is, we can look into that, but I don't think this is subject to that.
I don't have an
That's
email list, though.
Public records request,
right? Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I think that's specific to board packets, probably.
Okay. We still have any? Outstanding public records request? We have none?
Not for board packets.
Okay.
Only.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys, so if that's the direction you want to go, you tell us and we'll just run with it. We'll do it as soon as possible.
Sure.
And then it'll be ready for the, the appointment. So the way I think it's been done in the past is if you have multiple applicants, they'll come into the meeting. They're given, I think it's in the policy, they're given 5 minutes to give their spiel as to why you should appoint them. And that's just the process that we'll go through at that time, at the board meeting.
The thing I like about the timeframe is it gives us the opportunity, if we don't, we have too much on the agenda for next month, that we might want to do it as a special meeting.
You know, I think, so, I mean, if you want me to talk about that a little bit, so.
The interviews, I mean, not the appointment.
Right, and so my intent is to have the rate study workshop at the next, and that's another agenda item that we can talk about then. So you could do that. You could do a special meeting if you wished, or we could just do it. I don't know how much, shouldn't take too much time, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys.
It's really going to depend on how many applicants we get.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to see if we have any public comments. Charlene?
I have two questions. One is, didn't we normally send out to everybody in the district to, if they wanted to be on the board, a letter? And two, when is it that we ever had the county appoint someone?
Norm.
The county appointed you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The board couldn't, the board, there was, at the time, there were only 3 members on the board. And they couldn't come to a decision.
3 or 4. I think actually there were 4 of us.
No, there was 3 because there was 3.
I thought you were appointed by then.
No, no, the time was already passed when it went to the Board of Supervisors when I was appointed. So, yeah.
Yes, and not a really desirable way to go. The Board of Supervisors does not want to make the appointment. They know, we know our district better and our people and, you know, they would rather see us make the appointment, so.
And the other one was, don't we normally make a mailer?
I don't believe that we, I think maybe the POA has done that. It's not a requirement, it's expensive to do that, you know.
I just think that a lot of people don't look at either the website or the postings on the board. I think that's the problem, is people don't know about it. I mean, look at how few people are here.
This is a good crowd.
One is a wife, you know, one is another wife. I mean, people don't really find out about it.
But it's usually about $7,000 for a mailing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's expensive.
Yeah. But we've been trying to, by word of mouth, to try to get it more out there. And we could always put some sort of posting on Nextdoor, even. I mean, I know that's not a favorable thing around here, but, you know, you just make it as a notice.
I think that might
where they can't comment.
Make some sense.
I think that might
no
be
back and forth.
People are on that website, you know.
Yeah.
They're not on the POA website, or the, CSD website all the time.
Okay. Bill?
Okay, you could at least put it in the Weed Press.
What, I'm sorry,
you can at least
press.
Put it in the Weed Press.
Oh, newspaper. Yeah, it will go. Usually I've seen them in the newspaper.
That's not a requirement, but it's, again, it's up to you guys what you want to do.
Yeah.
And it has to be somebody living here?
Yes, has to be a registered voter in the district.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's something I guess the board can discuss. So I'll bring it back to the board. And I know. Is everybody good with us making the appointment and starting office? That is the first process.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So the next question would be, do we want to move ahead on it as quickly as possible?
Yes.
Within reason of what we need to...
Whatever. Yeah. Obviously, the staff is available.
It has to be done by March 5th. So
that is as soon as possible.
It's the week after.
But I think the longer we have, the better chances of getting more people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last question is, where are we going to post and how extensive is that going to be? I'm kind of surprised that they're not requiring the newspaper because I have seen it there in the past, but I think it would be a good idea. You still get the paper. I don't know how many people.
And went off today.
Did you want that one back, by the way?
No.
Wanted Steve to go home with it.
It's not that expensive to post it in that way.
I don't know. I've never posted anything in the newspaper.
Well, we post budget meetings, et cetera. We've done postings. We know how to do postings, don't we?
Yeah. So again, these are the minimum requirements. So it's at your pleasure what you'd like us to do.
Can I make a comment? I think putting it out a little more robustly is a great idea.
Where do you
mean? It makes us look better. Newspaper.
Newspapers.
I like, you know, we have a lot of gripes about Nextdoor, but I think it's a good idea.
I don't like Nextdoor.
I don't like it either.
It's just a complaint.
I don't like it either.
And I don't want to make Nextdoor our
forum.
Communication method. This is my personal opinion.
Right. But it would just be a notice. You know, it would not be, you know, anybody could put the notice up just like I did with the billionaire. You know, I was the person that put it up, but it wasn't, you know, it was just a notice. And everybody really appreciated it. I think it's saved a lot of phone calls. But, you know, we need to get the information out there, and that seems to be the best way to communicate with our community right now.
I don't disagree that people will find anything to gripe about, even if it's griping about a simple thing like there's going to be a director opening. But it still is, I think it's still a valuable tool for this.
Yeah. Like I said, you can make it so no comments.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're kind of already done with
public. Would it be possible to put it up on a couple of the green boards?
Yeah. Well, Those are POA boards.
Those are POA boards, but
well,
ask permission.
Give you permission. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay, so we need to make a decision about how we want to deal with how we get the word out. My feeling is we do as much as we can. We have a lot of budget left over from the recruitment. We didn't use, but maybe I would say a tenth of what we were budgeted. So I would like to spend the money to put this out there. Okay?
So we'll do.
But everybody has to agree to that.
So can I tell you what I've got so far? So we got Weed Press. Okay, we'll do that. We've got the minimum requirements in here. We have to post it. So we'll post it at all the kiosks.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll post it on Nextdoor, deal on Nextdoor.
Our website.
And who's going to post it on Nextdoor? Who is going to post it on Nextdoor?
Oh, volunteering, aren't we?
I'm happy to do it like I did before.
Okay, because I don't believe that we have.
The only problem with, for me, I can't cut off, I don't know.
Do you know, do we have an account? We don't have an account.
We don't.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have one.
I think that maybe we can do an agency account. Can we do that?
An account.
We'll look into that. And if we can't figure it out, we'll have you do it.
Okay.
We can do it.
Everybody's good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can shut off comments.
Okay, so maybe we just need to set up an account. You know how to do that. We'll talk about it.
Email me what you want.
Okay. Put it on.
Like PD will post it.
Oh, put it on your account.
Yeah.
I don't have an account.
The PD's account.
That's what I'm still saying.
The PD's account. Yeah. Well, we can. I it probably wouldn't be a bad idea for us to have our own account.
That's why he's insane.
I don't know why we don't have relationships.
We'll look into that.
Okay.
We'll look into
that. Yeah, Paula. What Paula says.
Let's make more dialogue.
Okay.
Like more discussion.
Okay, so I guess the big thing is our March meeting date is before the 29th, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at the date?
The 20th.
Oh, March 20th.
Okay. Yeah.
So that gives us a little bit of time after that. I mean, for instance, if nobody applies.
So what we can look at is so when is that? When is March the 5th? So
it's a Wednesday.
So The 5th is a Wednesday?
Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, right?
No, the 5th is a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
For sure.
It's Tuesday.
Well, okay, so depend, we have, so it has to be 15 days after we post it. A minimum of 15 days after we post it. So if you want us to do it Monday, it's got to be up at least 15 days, whenever that is. So probably that'll, you know, you can see what the response is at that point, and then make a decision whether you want to call a special meeting or not. If you get a ton of applicants, maybe you do that, you know. And if you don't, if there's just a few, I think that we could probably fit it in the regular meeting.
The weed press only comes out on Wednesdays.
Oh.
So if I calculate it right, you got to do that today.
Oh.
I mean, for next, and I'm not sure.
I can speak on that.
Because the next one comes out on the 6th.
I can.
No, there's one more week. Next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can, we'll get it out. We'll get it out.
But you're right.
We'll get it out early next week.
We need to get it out there soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, that's not, the weed press is not a requirement.
Right.
As long as we do it elsewhere.
Yes.
But it would be good to get it in there as soon as.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The sooner the better.
We'll look at it right away.
Okay. What?
We need to discuss what we're telling, how, what people need to send in order to be handled.
It used to just be a letter of interest.
Yeah.
It's all in here.
Letter of interest.
The posting needs to say that they have to be a registered voter.
Registered voter.
In
the district.
In Lake Shasta Community Services District.
Yes.
Yes.
And they have to submit a letter of interest.
Right.
Do we want to say anything else? Just uninterested?
I think that covers it.
So we're actually provided a letter that we post from the county. It's one of those templates. So we don't create our posting. It is provided to us. The notice of unscheduled vacancy.
Yeah, you're right.
What does it say?
Thank you, Jenny.
Could you read that?
It says, notices hereby given pursuant to paragraph 1780 of the government code that vacancy has occurred on the following special district board. Name of the district. For further information, please contact the district board at vacancy of, date appointment can be made, expiration of existing term.
Okay, so we need to provide the information to the office staff about what, you know, they're going to say, well, what do I need to do? And they need to know what we want.
Right? A letter of interest and that you're a registered voter. I mean, what else do you want from that? Because the letter of interest, I think that
letter of interest, that's
I think that that tells you a lot, you know, when you get a...
How they reply?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I think the biggest thing is they have to understand is that they will fill a term only until the next regular election, which is this November.
Yes.
So they'll be seated they'll be seated until then, and then they have to actually run.
Then we'll have another three vacancies.
Yes.
Right.
Or do they finish Rick's old term?
No. There's some technicalities with that. It depends if you're halfway through the term or not. If you're halfway through the term, then yes. But
before, okay.
Yeah, before then it goes to the next election.
Actually, there are going to be four then.
No, just three.
Three.
Because Carolyn.
Well, you and I were the only ones who got put on the board a year ago.
It's Norm and I.
Yeah.
Norm and I. Right.
Yeah.
And whoever pulls Rick's.
Carla, how many more years do you have to go?
Three.
One.
So she, because
three.
Hers was different. So she goes for the
it's full four. Yeah.
Yeah,
it, that's correct, Paula. It's,
okay.
Yeah. There was two, now there will be three. So,
yeah, since hers was a vacancy,
okay,
it was filled differently.
There was two, so there were going to be three, so now there are going to be four.
No, there's going to be three. It'll be.
Holdovers.
It's complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is complicated.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
okay.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Mine was different because the prior person's term expired, so I had a whole term to fill.
Yeah, she that was not an unscheduled. Hers was not an unscheduled vacancy.
Okay,
she went
so
up. She went up for election.
Yeah. There should have been three. There were three openings when you and I ran for the...
And Carla.
Only two got filled.
No, Carla was not appointed. Carla was, she, it was up at the last election, along with us. Because the previous director chose not to run.
Right, but she didn't run.
I didn't have to.
But she didn't run.
There were, nobody ran, and that's why...
You ran, but it was unopposed.
Right.
We were all unopposed.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, but it was part of the regular election.
Right.
At any rate, she and I have 3 years, a little less than 3 years to go.
Yes.
Okay.
So there will be, at the next general election, there will be three openings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that you straightened me out.
So, if there's not any further questions, I'd like to entertain a motion to give you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a recommended, no, we don't have...
I'm sorry, it's to, well...
Do you have all the language there?
So the recommendation is to advertise and make the appointment. That's our recommendation. The options are to advertise and make the appointment, to defer the appointment to the County Board of Supervisors, or to call for a special election. Those are the options. My recommendation is to advertise and make the appointment.
Right, and we have all agreed that that is the way we want to know. I just need to make the motion to make it official. So, who would like to...
So is it as simple as making a motion to advertise and make the appointment
Yes.
for the vacant board member?
For the unscheduled vacancy.
Unscheduled vacancy, though.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Okay. We now have open nominations for the CSDA Board of Directors. And I'll turn this over to you.
That's me. So the CSDA, as you know, we're members of the CSDA. It's an association of all special districts in the state of California. They have a board of directors, just like you guys are the board of directors of the district. They have an open seat coming up, seat A of the Northern District. That's where we're at. So we're a member in good standing, so we're eligible to nominate either a board member or a managerial position to that board. The nominations are due April 10th. Along with this, there's I think it's in here. Put it in. The nomination form. So, what I want to go over are the requirements, what their expectations are.
Four to five meetings annually, as well as being on a committee.
Right. So the you have
a lot
to,
of trips to Sacramento.
Yeah, attend all board meetings, four to five meetings annually. Participate on at least one committee, which meets three to five times at the CSD office in Sacramento. The CSD for those meetings reimburses the reimburses the directors directly for their expenses. You have to attend at a minimum the special district legislative days and the CSDA annual conference. You're not reimbursed for that. You would be reimbursed by the district to attend those. You have to complete all four modules of the CSDA's Special District Leadership Academy within 2 years of being elected. So it's a commitment. So I ask that you not nominate any managerial people to that.
We got enough fish to
fry. So, you guys need... Yeah.
No.
Okay. So, that's that.
Any kind of motion?
No.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Too far away. Okay, so lastly, we have our rate study workshop schedule.
So, you guys know this has been coming for a while. We've received the preliminary rate study, the water rate study. That was part of our grant, the water grant that we received some years ago. The next step, it is a vital step in funding our projects. We have a list. I also have the preliminary engineering report, which has a really big number attached to it. And this is part of the process in getting either grant funding or loan funding to do our projects. So we need to have a workshop with SHN. They'll come in and go over it with us. I'm going to provide it to you guys so you can be looking at it before then. I'll be meeting with SHN before then to talk about it and you know, just get some general direction on where we want to go. Part of this, I'm gonna present some of the PER to you guys also beforehand. So before we really start talking about it, so you know what we're faced with. And like I say, we're faced with some big numbers and we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it. And there's some vital projects that need to be done.
On the 26th and the 27th, or any of those dates, do we have any kind of time frame that is not going to work?
No, these dates work for everybody.
Okay.
Again, I think we can do it in the regular meeting. You know, I don't want to, you know, meetings, you know, like to minimize meetings for you guys.
Right.
And I think we can do it in the regular meeting. You know, I think, so what I've seen, I mean, we have a pretty good turnout
right
today. And I'd like to have people here to talk about it and get some public input also. And I think the problem when you call special meetings, you don't get much. You know, we don't get people attending the meetings when we schedule a special meeting. So that's my recommendation, because I think we can get it all in. And that'll be it. So we'll have possibly the interviews of the candidates for the unscheduled vacancies. I'm going to go over a little bit of the PER. Not you know. It's a big document too, just kind of an overview of it, so you have an idea of what we got to raise money for, and then they'll go over the rate study.
Okay, so everybody okay with the regular meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. It might be a little bit longer than a regular one, but I don't think it'll be horrible.
Okay.
Technical question. Leaving it that late to March 20th wouldn't interfere with our budgeting process?
No.
Okay.
No, that gives us plenty. It's not that March 20th is not far away. It's not far away.
Yeah. Further away than the 26th or 27th of February, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to do it, then that's up to you guys. I think I've looked at the timing in the past. They've done these as late as late April, and still, because the issue is the process and getting it because there's a defined timing process, as you guys know, and that's the issue. Doing it in March, that's plenty of time.
Okey-doke.
Okay.
Well, I think next week is a little soon.
It is.
Really together.
And, yeah.
And you know, as much as I hate to delay it further, I think you're right. It's probably better to just do it at our regular meeting. Okay. Anyone else?
It's okay with me.
Okay. And if it looks like it's going to be too cumbersome, we'll just have to readjust things.
Yeah. If we get the vacancy notice out quickly, and then we'll get an idea of how many applicants we're going to have and do a special meeting if we get a bunch.
Yeah. Okay.
Any thought that we'd like to let more people know that this is a really important meeting, not the general run-of-the-mill ones that most people don't go to?
Yeah, there'll be noticing.
Yeah.
We'll do some noticing. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So do you need a motion?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. So you guys all agree that March 20th is the
right.
is the date? Okay.
Right. We probably should maybe even think about we might start a little earlier.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. I'll talk to SHN and see, you know, how long. I think they'll have their presentation, then probably it's going to be questions. That's what's going to take the time. So, and just so you know, this isn't free. Their attendance, we will, this doesn't fall under the grant right now. So we'll have to pay for their time. I think Anders will be here in person. Richard is the guy that actually wrote the rate study. We'll get him up there and in Zoom.
Appreciate that. And that takes care of our discussion action items, and we'll move to staff comments. Elena? Jenny?
No, ma'am.
Rick?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Unless we should let the guys go first.
Oh.
You guys?
They want to hear what I have to say. They want to hear what I have to say. I just to you guys, this isn't something that I planned on. Something that I planned on doing. When the previous general manager was gone, we covered Carolyn, Paul, and I spent a lot of time in here covering it, and a lot of hours, all of us, and delving into things. And looking at things, it's fun. It's fun. It's having fun. We've got a lot of issues. We've got a lot of problems. We've got a lot of big problems that we have to solve. And it's like I say, I got in and started doing it and started research and studying, and I was having fun. And so that's when I made the decision to do it. The staff that we have, you know, chiefs and the office staff and the public works guys, we have an outstanding group of people that work for this district, and I really, 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 if we didn't have staff like this, that would have been an issue too, whether or not I wanted to do it. And so, you know, it came fun. I decided, you know what, I'm going to apply for this job because I think that I can help. And so that's why I've done this, and you guys will not be sorry, I promise you.
Well, one person might be sorry.
She gets to garden. She gets to garden.
Yeah.
Now
she's got a car.
So anyway, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
I have nothing at this time.
Paula?
Two things. One, vote. March 4th, I believe, is the calendar to vote in person. I vote via mail, and I'm going to be filling that out, so please vote. Be a good citizen and vote. State your preferences. And number two is, don't answer your phone if you don't know who it is. I'm talking about, I get, and I imagine many of you get tens of calls a week on my landline and on my cell phone, and I keep reading reports in various newspapers about how easy it is to be scammed, because those people are professional at generating fear. So please, you know, please protect yourselves, protect your personal finances from scams. I won't answer unless somebody starts speaking and I know who they are. But that's how I handle it. But I hope all of you protect yourselves from those scam artists that are out there, and they are collecting billions of dollars from us good citizens. So go vote and protect yourselves.
Good message.
All right, well, I've got actually two comments. One is, as of today, we're well over 30,000 Ikapit of the lake, and that exceeds where we were last year at March, the end of March. So it's really, really good. It still seems to be flowing in. It's steadily rising. So I think we're going to have a pretty full lake this year, which is really nice, and over 100
It's like 117 inches of snow in the mountains, so that's really good. The last time I was up skiing, which before all these storms, I don't go when it's like this, I got on the chairlift with a single guy, and guess what he said? He said, "I'm related to Chief Bullington." I said, "What are the chances, right?" A random person, and he says, "You know him?" Yeah. Anyway, he then questioned me why I wanted to be a board member. And I said, it's a really simple answer. I love my community. And, you know, it's a great way to give back. So if you know anybody that feels the same way, please spread the word that we're looking for someone that will fill that seat and help us out with as we move forward.
You work that in well.
So, with that, we're going to adjourn to the next scheduled meeting on March 20th. Hope you'll join us, 1 p.m.
I have something to say about the scam thing. We just bought new phones.